All right. I'm going to go ahead and pray too. That's a good thing to do before I start. Dear God, just thank you for this time that I have to preach on this psalm. And pray that you just help me speak your truth. And praise things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so Psalm 131. I think in the sheet in there, it doesn't have the beginning part, which is a song of ascents of David. So that's my understanding of who it is about the song. So, 131. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me, O Israel. Hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. So I have calmed and quieted my soul. I think earlier when I was outside and there was lightning striking and my kids were running around, my soul was not calm and it was not quieted. And especially when it struck out back right behind the building. But having a calm and quieted soul, that sounds awesome. I'd love to have that all the time. It sounds wonderful, and that's kind of why, you know, I thought and prayed about it. This is a psalm I picked. And so I studied through it and, you know, realized some things about it. So the psalm starts out with three, you could say, kind of negative things. It says, my heart is not lifted up, my eyes are not raised too high, and I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. And so these things, they all have to do with pride and arrogance. So in saying, my heart is not lifted up, that's in the Bible and other places. Daniel chapter 5, Daniel says that to King Belshazzar when he's talking about, he's interpreting the handwriting on the wall, and he says, your father, Nebuchadnezzar, he says that his father's heart was lifted up and that his spirit was hardened so that he dealt proudly, and he was brought down from a kingly throne and his glory was taken from him. Psalm 101:5 has to do with the eyes, your eyes being lifted up, kind of like haughty eyes. And says that whoever has a haughty look and an arrogant heart, I will not endure. And the last example of occupying yourself with things too great and too marvelous, this has to do with knowledge. It very much reminds me of Job, and his wanting an explanation, needing to know. In that example that God said to him, listen, I am God and you are not, and I do not have to explain and give an answer to you for everything. And so in this psalm, David's saying that he's not these things. He's not proud, not arrogant, and that's his heart is not lifted up. And this is not of his own doing, obviously. This is a work of God in his life. And that his soul has been calmed and quieted like a weaned child is with its mother as a result. And this psalm really brought me to Jesus, specifically Matthew 11. But before I go to that, I did want to just say before I go there, the scripture, when I talked to you about having your soul calmed and quieted, it's important when we read the psalm that we know who the author is and that it's David, and that we know who David is, and we know his life, we know his sins. David, he is familiar with having a soul that is not calm, right? He's familiar with having a soul that is not quieted. It's not foreign to him. There's plenty of psalms that you can go to in the Bible written by David that describe a soul as anything but that. Psalm 6, written by David, says, my soul is greatly troubled, but you, O Lord, how long? I am weary with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. My eye wastes away because of grief. The person who wrote the psalm that I'm teaching today wrote that one too. And so he can go from Psalm 6 and he can get to Psalm 131. And we're all going to have a day that might seem like a Psalm 6 day. People sometimes have those days more than others. But the question is, when you have those days, can you make it to Psalm 131? And David was able to do that. So I want to go to Matthew 11, and I'm just going to read it real quick because I think it kind of really parallels this. He says, I thank you, Father, Lord. This is Jesus speaking. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Going down a little further, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. All the elements of 131 are present in this, in what Jesus said. The wise and understanding compared to the great and the marvelous. And then having a lowly heart as opposed to a heart that is lifted up. Coming to God as a child and having rest for your souls, or having a calmed and quieted soul. So it's not a coincidence that Jesus had all these elements in what he said, and that so does this psalm. Being humble, it seems, is always what it comes back to. Letting go of yourself. Letting go of your need to have the answer. And resting in the fact that God is all-powerful and that things are in his control. That's part of the analogy of being a child. In 131, it says, being a weaned child. And a weaned child is one who's no longer coming to their mother for sustenance. That is food, but mainly for comfort or help. It may be in response to having a hard time, getting hurt, or just needing help with something, a task. But with kids, there's not a lot of hesitation to come to mom or dad when things are not going their way or they get hurt. There's actually really no hesitation. There's just dependence. It's natural and it's expected. There's no pride that's keeping them from coming. And God wants me to be like that with him. He wants me to be childlike. The Bible says, humble yourselves and cast your anxieties on him because he cares for you. And do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. God does not want me to rely on myself. He literally wants me to come to him like a child. And to do that, you have to be humble. Let go of your independence and acknowledge your dependence. Let go of your pride and be lowly in heart, like our Savior. So part of the identity of Jesus is being gentle and lowly in heart. And I'd really like that in contrast to having a heart that is lifted up, that Jesus' heart was not lifted up. It was lowly, and it was humble. He was a servant, and he had compassion on those in need. And that is the yoke that we take when we submit our lives to him and follow him. And that will bring rest for your souls. And that is the calm and the quiet, like a weaned child with its mother. That is, it's okay, you can just let go, and you can trust me. The second part of what Jesus says, he says, part of taking Jesus' yoke is learning from him, and I think that that's reading the word, and studying his word, and keeping it close to your heart, and that is where peace and quietness of soul will come as well. So coming to him as a child, keeping his heart close to you, those are two things that I believe I really took out of this psalm. And I was just going to end with Psalm 119:65, which says, great peace of those who love your law, nothing can make them stumble. Thanks.
Jesus.